Hi, dictation for Tawana Thomas. T like Tom, A-W-A-N-A-T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 9/24/91. Date of accident is 2/7/2021. Date of service is 3/31/2020. History of presenting illness, Ms. Tawana Thomas is suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back around 6, and numbness and tingling of the left hand. She was involved in automobile accident 2/7/2021, leading to all of this symptomatology. According to her, she was a front seat passenger. And her sister was the driver. They were rear-ended on a Davison Highway while they were coming out. Due to the impact, the car was completely totaled. There was a mild headache, but no symptoms of TBI reported in the beginning. Today she says that she underwent an injection of the sacroiliac joint left side, carpal tunnel injection for median nerve block on the left side, as well as a subacromial bursa injection on the left shoulder. All of these injections brought her 60% relief, according to the patient. Currently, she can move her left shoulder up to the left arm up to 110 degrees of abduction with no pain, beyond which some pain is reported. Most of the lower back pain is focused at the left SI joint, which is also improving. Overall, the pain is at a 6 in a scale of 1 to 10. The headaches are reported a little bit more worse, around 8. There is a relief of 60% reported by the patient. And the ADLs that are affected currently are as follows: the mood and work, sleep are affected 7. Relationship with other people 6. And enjoyment of life is affected 5. In the system review, the patient reports that she is having following symptoms in the neurology and psych: severe headaches, which are mostly focused on the front, along with blurry eye vision, difficulty sleeping. But she denies any dizziness, vertigo. She denies any other vision problems like double vision or spots in the vision or loss of field of the vision or blackout seizures. She denies any memory loss, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness in the neck, lower back and shoulder, as well as pain in the lower back, neck and shoulder. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowels. There is no history of any stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is improvement in the pain level due to the injections that she received. She denies any changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination is as follows: the blood pressure is 100. Blood pressure is 89 over 76, pulse is 93, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be from previous visit of 2/8/2022, dictation number is 0208-040, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows: the medications are renewed, naproxen 500 twice a day, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and neuropathy pain, especially in the left wrist, lidocaine patch for the wrist and the shoulder. Trazodone is added 100 milligram to help with the sleep. She is being provided with Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, along with this Migranol nasal spray 1 to 2 per headache in case the Furoscid doesn't take it away. Patient has been advised to keep an eye. If the headaches are more severe that these two medications cannot help, I need to know so that we can upgrade to Maxalt. Tylenol with codeine number 3, 1 daily PRN basis for pain relief. General if 30 tablets are provided. Patient has been advised that there is the our goal is to remove the narcotics completely from her system. She's also being referred to physical therapy for neck and lower back, shoulder, and carpal tunnel area 3 times per week. She's able to work light duty as her work doesn't require much of anything. A diagnostic study, VOR, VORX, and smooth pursuits and socket for ruling out TBI is being ordered. Her MRI was done for the brain without any neurocont analysis. So there was an issue up there. I do not want to order a new MRI at this time. She's also being referred to a neurologist for a formal evaluation for headaches. Dr. N. Verma, she's being referred for neuropsych evaluation and treatment to Dr. Brad Sievich. If this findings come positive for physiological evaluation, she'll continue some physical therapy, some neuropsych therapy. She's also being advised to return back in 15 days' time for another injection of the left sacroiliac joint to the bursal injection as well as median nerve injection. Patient understands all of those, and she'll be making her appointment. Thank you.